Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Girl talk. Right?
What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Well, come to you. Can sip with us.
Colleen.
She's Colleen. I'm Ashley.
So sorry about that, guys. I shouldn't have put that on the microphone.
She's blowing her nose. It's real quick. So she caught a sniffle, guys.
I have the sniffles.
She caught a sniffle.
I told Ash because I blew my nose right before we hit record. And Ash said, what are you going to do? Blow your nose right when we do the things? And I said, yeah. Find a sound effect.
Yeah.
And surprise me when the episode starts. That was good. Yeah. You found a good one, Ash.
I know. You tell me to do something fun?
Watch out.
Watch out. It keeps going. This one just keeps going. Anywho, so are you sipping anything?
Well, yes. But over on Patreon. Well, it's the same thing. We're doing a back-to-back.
I know, but
so
these
what do
people
I do?
Don't know.
Do I pretend? Do I just say the whole thing again? And then people who were over on Patreon think that's all I drink?
They're going to say, what the hell am I paying for? She already told me on that show. Now she's telling these people what she's drinking.
It does feel a little
bit. Don't we keep anything sacred?
Supposed to be exclusive.
Yeah. I thought it was VIP. Okay. Cool. So if you want to know what Colleen's drinking, you're going to have to head to patreon.com/ you can sip with us.
And you got a couple of tiers a month.
Pay 10 bucks a month. And you can get all kinds. We'll blow our nose just for you over there.
Yeah, but I'll keep my drink a secret. That's a good idea. Yeah. No.
Go to the episode that
it's a sleepy time drink. It's because we're recording at night. It's a sleepy time drink. I finally got cherry juice, you guys. Cherry juice with my magnesium.
Here's where you've gone wrong.
What? What? I've gone wrong again?
Yeah, you said it's a sleepy time juice because we're recording at night. Let me tell you what I'm drinking, folks. Something a little different because we're recording at night.
So and you don't have a cold.
Yeah, but that's why I'm making fun of you because I know it's because you have a cold because otherwise we'd be having wine
together.
But
you're drinking for two.
The way that you said it was just funny because it also goes in line with you can't finish a bottle of champagne on a weekend between the two of you.
That's true.
And that you write things down on paper now instead of your notes app and you're losing it. And now here we are because it's the evening. I'm having a sleepy time. Mocktail juice, guys. But we all do at night. I'm having... Okay, so you know the Holla Daily Brewing Company that sent us the beer one time?
Yeah, forever
ago. The gluten-free beer. It's very, very good. And then she stood us up. She was supposed to come on our podcast and she stood us up. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I love their pale. It's the best gluten-free beer. They have a pale ale, hazy IPA, and then a regular IPA. And I think they have a stout. All of them are fantastic. But I went the other day to the store and I saw they have a seasonal fruity pack out. So this one is a fruited blonde in the sweet melon flavor. And then I saw that there's like a passion fruit one and maybe a raspberry one or something like that.
Nice.
So that's what I'm sipping in one can. In my other can, I'm sipping a THC cocktail. It's a sparkling beverage. I think I've talked about it here before.
How's the combo landing?
It's hit me hard and fast.
That's good. Uh-huh. That's great. This is good for
right.
you.
So I'm a half can in on each of them and I've been slowing down because we started recording on Patreon and it crept up, tapped on my shoulder.
Sure did.
Yeah.
Sure did. Mm-hmm. It was fun over there. It always is. Over there.
So also guys, there are the two tiers. We talked about this recently, but if you're not over on Patreon, that's where you're going to want to be. This show is going to bi-monthly starting in April, but also starting in April, we're going to take the energy that we were putting. Well, we just now are going to have more time to be over on Patreon because we're also going to do like little bonus things when, well, honestly, we should do our first one probably after the iHeart Music Awards
based
on what happens there.
Early bonus moments. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, actually, I said that to you as if I had that idea, but
it
you texted
mine.
Me
but
that
idea. It doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. That's
but in
irrelevant.
My brain, in
I'm
my,
not going to kill the bit.
Just, you know,
the bit comes
you just
first.
Went with it. You
the
went
bit
with it.
Always the comes bit first. Comes yes.
First. So anyway, you're going to get bonus content and also you'll get this episode, every Tuesday episode, ad-free. We're going to upload that over there for you. Plus and a whole other additional episode every single week. That's the $10 one. The $8 one is the additional episode every week and this episode ad-free.
Yes.
But we're doing giveaways over there.
Yeah. It's a good
time.
We're
going to be doing all kinds of things over there because we just love it there.
We do.
And you would love it there too if you came.
Yes.
So.
And we love you all here too, and we'll still be here.
And there's also a free membership, but all that does is give you the first 5 minutes of ever, if you want to like a taster, but we just learned that we literally just learned this week that it gives you the first 5 minutes of every episode. Yeah. And so had we known that before, maybe we would have swung a little harder in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But don't let the first 5 minutes of the episodes indicate whether you should join us or not, because
we should do something crazy the first 5 minutes on a go forward. Just something absolutely crazy. You know what we should do over there for the first 5 minutes
crazy.
Because they probably sound so nice.
Why
are those garbage advertisements that were playing the last couple weeks that I hopefully now I've finally stopped.
Talk about that.
Yes, you guys, we're so sorry.
Oh my God.
We had no idea this was happening.
None of you said anything, which why would you, I guess?
Or maybe because, they did in the comments because we don't check
that's
those.
True. We don't check the comments anymore.
The
reviews.
That's true. I don't know. I don't look at those. I don't want to know bad things. If you're going there right now and there's something bad, I don't want to know about it. But
I'm going there right now.
Ryan's company. Why can't I think of the name?
Does he have a company? RPM?
RPM.
Just editing.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, yeah. I think it's his initials.
Well, I always thought it was his company.
That's why I thought it was interesting because you always address him as Ryan and I always address him as RPM. And you probably were like does the CEO of Nike get called Nike? Like, does he not have a name?
We've never talked about this.
No, we've never talked about this.
Here we are.
So RPM.
Ryan.
Our editor. Ryan.
Let us know. He's like, hey, did you guys know that there's these ads playing before the show? Like, you don't hear the intro music. All you hear are these ads. We're like, what are you talking about? Like, we didn't say yes to this. We didn't agree to anything and we went to listen to it and it sure as shit every freaking episode, no matter where we were streaming it from, Spotify or iTunes, the very first thing you hear is like, go to Beaverton Toyota for a deal on something. It was like things that we would not want here on the podcast, and there were like three of them.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever. Turns out
on all of them,
our ad company just started doing that. And we didn't say yes to it. So now it's hopefully stopped. We asked him to stop it. And sorry about that. But
yeah.
Anyway.
We didn't know. You didn't know.
We didn't know. So now you get nose blows. Ding, 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 ding.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. You guys know we've been talking about BetterHelp for a long time. I am a huge fan of therapy. I am a huge fan of mental health. And let's just talk numbers here, because traditional therapy, in-person therapy, can cost anywhere from $100 to $250 per session. And that adds up fast. And so a lot of people deprioritize going to a therapist because of that. But we've got an option for you, because with BetterHelp, you're going to do it online from home, and you can save, it says, an average of up to 50% per session. So you're going to go online, you're going to fill out a quiz, talk about, you know, what you think you'd like help with. And sometimes it's just like, just need to chat with a neutral sounding board. They've got over 30,000 therapists. So BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 5 million people globally. And like I said, it's convenient. You can join a session with a click of a button, helping you fit therapy into wherever cracks and corners of your life that you can. And you can also switch therapists at any time. Just, you don't have to, you could do it from wherever you are. I mean, I always say you don't have to leave home, but you could. I talk to a lot of my clients actually while they're at work on their lunch break. And so you could talk to a BetterHelp on your lunch break too.
Your well-being is worth it. Visit betterhelp.com/sip to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/sip. Mm-hmm. All right. Do you want to bitch and moan?
Yeah. So I was thinking, I don't know what we call them, but I was thinking major, minor inconveniences.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Okay. One of them for me is cleaning. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't understand. There's some like just basic things about life that kind of suck. Because the other thing I think is also working.
Yep.
I love my job. And I know you like your job, but still having to show up at certain times and do certain things when I could just be flouncing around Flounce Town.
My rant of the week was, when the sun comes out, my Enneagram 7 is supercharged. Mm. When you go on your phone to the internet and then you can see all the different internet things you have open.
Yeah.
If you were to go to my phone right now and click on my internet button and see the different windows or whatever that I have open, all of them are adventuring. I'm wanting to do. Mm-hmm. And it's this, it becomes a little bit intense.
Right.
Right.
Because then it's like, when can I do that? When do I fit this in? How can I?
Yes. How can I do it? How do I make it happen? How do I go on a cruise? How do I go to Great Wolf Lodge? How do I go to this? How do I go to that? What am I going to do for a Ben and Me trip? I want to do something with my mom. Like, it's this,
Yeah. And you have to work to afford to do any of those things. But all I want to do is play.
All I want to do is adventure and play, especially when it starts getting sunny.
And then just cleaning, like just the things, you know?
Yes.
I don't want to have to clean up after myself. I saw this meme I shared out in my stories today. It said, like, do kids just see a clean house and think, oh, not on my watch? And I shared it. And then I said, because it's true for my kids as well. And then I shared it again and said, it's me. I'm the kids. Because I'll clean a house, or our cleaners will come. We have cleaners every 2 weeks, or I'll clean it. We do like a good tidying up once a week, you know? And I love that.
Same.
But then gone, and I can't, I don't, why I'm throwing things everywhere. I'm clean, you know, dishes are flying.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
Dude.
Okay. What's your major minor convenience?
I don't want to say I hate this. But I hate it from a FOMO perspective, because I don't hate what anybody's doing. I hate it from a FOMO. I hate getting behind on a group text where there's multiple people and you're doing something. You're having dinner. You're
right.
Whatever.
Well, because it could be any. It could take you only a couple minutes to respond.
Yes.
But some of those things are flying fast.
Flying. And then you're missing the ha-has and you're missing the reactions and you're not in the moment. You're catching up. Mm-hmm. Right. It's like they're two drinks ahead.
Right. Yeah. Playing catch up. That is.
Keep riffing. Keep going.
And then sometimes you don't. I feel like Like sometimes then you don't even respond until there's an appropriate time for you to then jump in. Cause it's like, well, how am I supposed to say stuff now?
I'm not at the party.
And then it's the worst when I feel like it's like everybody's going, but you've been gone for too long and now everyone's stopped. And now what?
Now,
an hour later, you're supposed to come in. Chat's quiet.
Yeah. Am I supposed to ha-ha something? Am I supposed to ha-ha everything?
Right. Because then is it like, oh, going back to explaining every single
or
thing?
Or is it, I'm just a dummy, dumb, dull gal.
Yeah. Or they're just like, oh, I guess Colleen's not interested in this friendship.
Yes.
Was like, either I'm coming on as a stage five clinger.
Yeah.
Or you think I don't care
and
about
if
you
I'm
at
coming
all.
Late to the game, I better have something really good. And then that's stressful.
That is hard.
How do I get in on this bit and bring it back to life when everyone else is now off doing something?
Oh, and if I would have been here while this was active and live, I would have had some good stuff to say.
We're cleaning up the party and I'm knocking on the door. That's
Oh,
not where you want to be.
Not where you want to be. Okay. This other thing pisses me off.
What?
It's kind of new-ish, I feel like, but listen, online shopping is the bee's knees. I love online shopping. I don't want to leave my house.
Never.
I get it to my house. I try it on. If it doesn't work, I return it. Returns are a thing in of themselves that is annoying, but like I'll pay the price because I'm not paying the price of going out and going into a dressing room and trying on clothes. No, thank you. But I get a lot of my stuff from Amazon.
Okay.
And the Amazon return policy, right now I've been hearing just teasing. I guess it's not necessarily their policy, their procedure. I've just been like, they've been teasing that they're going to crack down on returns. And like, if you return too much, they're going to not, or they're going to start charging you a restock. Have you heard these rumors?
No.
Oh yeah. They're going to start charging like a restocking fee. They're going to not accept returns, blah, 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 all these things.
Oh.
I don't think I've noticed that yet, but I also haven't checked if they've been refunding ever. I don't check line item by line item, cause I'm buying a lot and I'm returning a lot.
Sure.
All of the time. There's a constant flow going on.
Yeah.
So I don't like always cross reference. Did they refund that thing? So I don't know if they are or not. Maybe I could have been experiencing this anyway, even before all of those things happen. Do you notice now it'll be like, give me a reason why.
Yeah.
And then it'll be like too
big.
If
you pick the wrong thing, they'll be like, sorry, you got to pay for this shipping.
You got to pay for it.
Yeah.
Or, and so then I'll try to choose
back
all these different
out,
reasons to
try
see.
Again.
back out. You turn.
I
back again.
Forgot the real reason was this.
The real reason is this. It was damaged on delivery.
Yes.
But also they'll say, I'll say something like too big or too small, something about the size. Right. And then it'll say, okay, what's the condition? Like new. And it's always like new tag intact, like, you know,
sure,
whatever.
Yeah.
Cause I know immediately if I'm going to use it or not. Then the next question, can you tell us more? I'm like, it was just too big. What more do you want to know?
What more do you want?
It was big. So then I just write too big. But then they're giving me fewer and fewer options to return to. So now I would say 50% of the time I can return to the place that's most convenient to me, which is a stone's throw, UPS.
Okay.
That's the most convenient.
Yeah.
But 50% of the time now, it'll say you can go there, but it's a $2.99 shipping fee or whatever. You got to box it and you got to pay the shipping. And I don't want that option. What I want is to drop it off with a barcode. You box it, you ship it,
once
and you don't charge me anything.
Once they went to barcode, no box, very hard to go back.
Game changer. And I'm recycling the boxes as soon as they come to my house. So that now I have to pack it up and put it back in one. I'm waiting for my next delivery to get here. I don't have that box anymore.
Yeah, that box is gone.
That box is long gone. So then I have to choose, but I'm not, but also what's not going to be long gone is my $2.99 shipping fee.
No,
so I say, okay,
I guess I'll
pick a different store.
Back
out, U-turn. 20 minutes away, I'm going to Whole Foods now.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a whole pain in the neck. With, for someone that doesn't like to leave her house, you're
parking
talking about
at Whole
highway,
Foods. Why are
go to Whole Foods,
parking at any
be
Whole
judged
Foods
on every aisle.
Yeah.
I hate shopping at Whole Foods. It seems like I would like it there. I feel so out of body.
I don't like it either. I don't like it either. It's all way too nice.
It's way too nice.
It's way too nice.
And I don't know what I'm doing there. I don't know what to look for.
The aisles are way too small.
They're way too small. Everyone's Pinterest parents, I'm sure, just perfect natural deodorant.
Yeah.
Bodies are a temple.
Can't handle it.
Can't be me. Wouldn't be me.
No.
Will never be me.
No.
Anyway.
Fancy meats.
Fancy
no
meats. Thanks, man. Keep your fancy meats. Dude. Oh, I got to pay $2.99 if I don't? Okay, I'll be there.
Yeah, see you soon.
See you soon. See you soon. Leave the light on for me.
The thing with grocery shopping that I don't like is everything, but also right. when
start
you
to finish
get,
the whole thing,
the entire experience, like picking a cart, you know, you gotta like God. Think about the wheels, and if one of those yeah. wheels are off, it's oh, yeah. like,
or really, if someone leaves like even like a newspaper in a cart, sometimes yeah, I'm like, no, that's thanks. Not for me.
I can't handle that.
I can't handle that.
They have the Purell, like, yeah, wipes the things yeah. down, yeah. but they're right by the cart. So people are coming in, like, trying to grab right. it, but I'm, we gotta wipe
You're
this
in
thing
the way, wiping the cart. Yeah.
Down, you know, and then I also don't like other people in the stores. Like, no. everyone's my enemy in the store. Right. And, like, especially the people who just park their grocery carts in the middle of the aisle. So you're like,
and then they're looking
just
at things,
trying
yeah.
to walk the aisle. But
you have to say, oh, excuse me.
And it's hey, like, yeah, I'm just coming around, you know, and I don't.
hey, there's actually other people in this store. I don't know if you know that.
I don't
hey,
like,
actually, this isn't your house.
I don't like when I pull up to someone and we are looking at the same spot in the aisle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know,
they're both looking like, for the penne pasta.
Should I talk to them? Like, wait.
Right.
What? It's like,
what are you?
Hey,
oh,
I tried
that,
that
list too?
Once. I was in the baking yeah. aisle. And I'm like, hey, what are you making? And she's yeah. like, she kind of looked at me like,
gave you the middle finger.
Like, what the hell?
She's
why
like,
are
I'm,
you talking
what are you
to
doing
me?
Here? I thought I was at home.
She said, I'm making like lemon shortbread. I was like, oh, that sounds delicious. You know, and she was like, yeah. And she like grabbed her sugar and ran. It's like, this is a hostile environment. This is not yeah. friendly.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, cool.
Why don't yeah. you just punch me in the face next time?
You punch me in the face. And then lately, like buying things too, I'm like, are you, what I, this is from, this is a long time thing. This came up years ago on this podcast of always forgetting to bring the reusable bags. So like, do you want to buy a bag?
Oh,
and I'm
yeah.
like, yeah, I'm still mm-hmm. that person. I do, but I want to say, yes, I do. Like I need to say mm-hmm. it quiet. Cause
right. Cause I forgot.
I always forget.
Yeah.
I forget every sorry about time, but it's also like 10 bag. Cents or something. So I'm like, as many as
it's
we need,
lot.
You know, as many
yeah.
as we need, you know, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's going to be fine. But then lately I'm confused on if I'm supposed to be putting my items in these bags or if they are.
Uh-huh.
So
that's the thing.
Are we doing this
those
as we
stores.
Go or do I need to come around and start to do mm-hmm. it? Because I'm out of practice. I don't, if I can do a grocery pickup or a grocery delivery, yes, please. I don't want to have yeah. to do this. I don't want to go and shop and do this in person.
I was just thinking that we should actually cook at home more because we never, ever, ever cook at home.
Yeah.
And I was going to tell John, like, hey, I feel like we're getting the backyard redone. I'm like, as soon as we get that grill, let's be like cooking again. You've just made me reconsider this.
The whole thing.
I don't want to go to a grocery store
no.
and deal with that.
No, that's why I have to do
then,
the cook list.
Sometimes
delivery.
You, I don't ever on like the big order, big hauls.
Yeah.
And I've learned to not go there from buying alcohol either, but the self-checkout.
Yes.
I prefer to do self-checkout if it's a couple items, but then it's like, excuse me, we need help. We need something. You have something's in the bag or you haven't put something in the bag or help is on the way, but then help is never there.
Help's never on the way.
It's never. Help is never on the way. I don't think there's ever been anyone who's ever received help
no,
when they needed it.
No. And it's, I go from 0 to 60, like it's an immediate tap, tap, tap. Like someone's
yes.
helping someone
Hello.
Else and they're not looking at me. Like, and I worry, like, can you see me? Do you know?
Yeah. Hey,
waving
I
a
call
flag
next.
Over here. Excuse me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excuse me. Yeah. Excuse me. And I get really heated when I see people who don't put their carts away. That's just, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
When they
Do
leave
you see
them
those?
In the parking spots too, or like hiked up on the half on the sidewalk, half not. What are you doing?
And I don't understand it. I don't understand it. And guys, both of us, people will say, I've got kids.
Yeah.
Both of us have kids.
Yeah.
Have had kids for now 7 years.
Yeah.
I've had five, almost going on six. We figured it out.
Yeah, there
you
are
figure
enough
it out.
Return spots. There are.
Usually what I do with kids is I'll go unload the groceries, take the kid with me
yeah.
to return the cart, pick the kid up, take it back. And then when I had two, I would like hold Rev's hand and carry Mac, you know?
Yeah, I would park.
You got to figure it out.
Next to a place that had, I would like look for where the return is.
See, that's
in
the
advance.
Other thing. Yes.
So then I could get them all strapped in and just boop, and then back.
Yeah.
I do love online shopping, I will say, unless it's one of my tried and true things. And this isn't just shopping. This is like everything online. I don't love how every time I have to make an account to do something. Like there was this new massage place.
It should be universal.
Yeah. There's this new massage place that I booked a massage for, but I like, in order to do it, I had to book, like make an account, create your account.
My God. Like I just want to come in. Like,
I don't want to be this deep. Like we're not on third base yet. Like
I don't even know if I like you yet.
Silly. I don't know if I like you. I don't like creating an account for everything is wild. You know, and it's all this. They just want your email address in order to get rewards. Right. You got to create an account. Like, no,
and
stop
it's like,
it.
I don't
want to be in your catalog. I don't want you to sell my email address to everyone because then it's like the freaking unsubscribe process emails. It's a whack-a-mole. Like every couple weeks, I'll go through and unsubscribe. Yeah. And yet it's always a problem every day.
Yeah, it's always 50 emails every morning from companies I haven't shopped from in years, you know?
It's like bottomless fries at Red Robin. It's nuts.
Oh,
it's always refilled.
Bottomless fries. Yeah. What a great poll, man.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what else will get you at the grocery store? The price of a greeting card. Have we talked about this? $9.
No, $9.
I feel like they're like $8, $7. Maybe I went too high. Maybe I went too high. Greeting cards are expensive.
Yeah, about I mean, like $9 seems exorbitant because $5 seems like a lot. It's a piece of paper.
They're not $5. They're more than $5.
That's the last time I feel like I bought one. I was like, between $5 and $6 or something. And
it's crazy.
So if it's more than that,
insane.
How are we supposed to do anything? How are we supposed to
greet people?
Yeah, how are we supposed to greet people? Good. Way to bring it back down to just that, because I was about to go on a whole other tangent. Yes, how are we supposed to greet people?
How are we supposed to wish anyone a happy St. Patrick's Day?
Anything. How can I wish them anything in this economy? Happy birthday in this economy?
Forget about it.
Forget it. You know? In this economy? Sorry.
I'm offended that you're doing this.
I hope you don't expect me to return the favor.
Yeah.
Oh, you can. Oh, super deep. Mr. Deep Pockets over there can afford birthday invitations. Must be nice, Joe.
Deep Pockets.
Look at you with your flashy money. With your birthday, with your thank you card.
You little Whole Foods bitch.
Oh, what are you in a mill? You little Whole Foods bitch. Why don't you go get in your Mercedes? Drive home.
Don't worry. Someone else will put
your
the car
mansion.
Back. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. We'll take care of your car for you. Us peasants. You with your thank you card. Happy retirement. Whatever.
Whatever.
I mean, get out of here. Yeah. Ugh. The last one that I have, I mean, I have other ones that I could do, but the last one that is topical today, I love a jumpsuit.
Okay.
I'm in a Free People onesie thing right now, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever. But I don't even mind when I wear like rompers or jumpsuits, people are like, oh, how do you pee in that? I'm like, just take it down and it's fine. Here's where it's a problem. When you're wearing a jumpsuit or something, but then you wear a sweater over it and you have to take the whole thing off. And then, especially if I'm in a public place, where do I hang that? Where do I put the thing that was on my body?
You have
that
to
now I have to take
it
off just to be able to take my pants off so that I can pee.
It's not, you have to drape it over the door. Or you have to hold it.
What do you do? I guess, I mean, maybe it's the economy. Why some restaurants can't afford hooks in their bathrooms.
No hooks.
Doors
are broken.
Yeah. What do I do with my purse? What do I do with anything? And then I set, sometimes they have a toilet paper holder that I can like set my phone on, but I'm like, I don't want to touch anything here.
No,
this place
can't.
Is filthy. But anyway, I don't like having to take off a shirt to take out, to go pee.
You absolutely, I hate that as well.
Yeah.
I hate that as well. Ding, 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 ding. You know, that was mental gymnastics, trying to think about how do we go somewhere.
Mental gymnastics.
Use the restroom. What I can't afford to do mental gymnastics with every night is what am I going to do for dinner? And that's why I love
this
Hello
is how
Fresh.
You avoid the grocery store.
Yes, speaking
right
of.
Here. right here.
Farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip the trip to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. It's easy to find time to eat well with 50 wholesome, hassle-free meals to choose from each week delivered right to your door. HelloFresh's new ready-made meals go from the fridge to your fork in just 3 minutes. Hello, it's the same high-quality ingredients and restaurant-worthy flavor you expect from HelloFresh, just with none of the work. And that's really what it's about. There's, when it comes to the value of having something that you just, you don't have to think about, they give you the instructions, everything's ready to go. It's delicious. You deserve that, right? Things that are delicious on your day-to-day, busy work days, busy weeks, right? When you're in the routine, HelloFresh is there for you. I love all of the recipes that I've had with HelloFresh. Mm-hmm. Truly, mm-hmm. truly, they are absolutely delicious. I love their chilies. I love their sheet pan meals. I love their pastas. I am a big, big fan. There's actually a recipe that we made from HelloFresh a while ago that is on our menu for this week, which I'm really excited about. But it's like a hamburger that's like a Thai burger. It has like a little bit of fresh ginger in it. It is so bomb.
Yum.
Their recipes are interesting. They're very, very good, very fun, very delicious, and very easy.
Get up to 10 free meals and a free high protein item for life at HelloFresh.com/HelloFresh podcast. One item per box with active subscription. Free meals applied as a discount on your first box. New subscribers only. Varies by plan. That's up to 10 free HelloFresh meals. Just go to HelloFresh.com/HelloFresh podcast.
All right.
Okay. I'm excited about these. We're doing, you know, you're old.
We're talking about getting old.
When?
Well, because this came up, what, last week or the week before? When we're like, man, like you're into sourdough. I'm into cross stitch.
Yes.
We are interested in the weather more than we've ever been. Yeah. I'm starting to notice people's gardens, you know, more than I right. ever have.
Right. Their lawns, their landscaping. When yeah. people aren't doing the appropriate landscaping.
Yeah, I'm really interested in your backyard.
Oh, me too. They started digging the hot tub today.
I mean,
I should be sharing that more. Just, right.
This is
paint
this.
Colors. I had a friend painted her island the other day.
Yeah.
Ooh, what color is that?
Yeah. Tell me you know? More.
Oh, yeah. That's nice lighting you've got in your cabinets there.
The aches and pains, about. The not so fun stuff.
The aches and pains.
The little yeah. tweaks that happen right. a little too easily. We were talking mm-hmm. about cycles over on Patreon.
Yeah.
These are indicators that we have right. fully left the 30s.
Uh-huh. You telling me something starts at 9 p.m.?
Oh.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. This is
I'm
insane.
In bed.
Telling me that I can go have fun and be home. By 9
right.
p.m.
That's the winner.
Let's go.
Let's go. Telling yes. me, oh, dinner reservations at 9?
Yeah.
No, absolutely not.
That's just silly.
Even on crazy. New Year's Eve,
yeah.
the party started at 9. I was like, can we come over earlier? This is crazy. What are we doing? I don't know if we're going to make it to midnight.
Yeah, this is
but I can't be doing anything at 9 o'clock.
No.
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 That's how you know you're old.
Some other ways that you know you're old. You have a good grocery store that you like. This is from ChatGPT. Oh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You get excited about things like sponges.
I did get excited about sponges just last week, actually.
You did not.
Because
I actually read this one and I'll skip over this one because
that's not legit. Yeah,
you
because
did.
Uh-huh. Because okay. I'm making this sourdough stuff, you know, and it's sticky. Uh-huh. And we had this scrubber brush and it looked disgusting. And I go, John, what is this? He goes, that's your sourdough stuff. And so I bought multiple different sponges to try to find one that would work for the sourdough cleaning. And I thought, yeah. well, worst comes to worst, we'll just throw it out if it when it gets gross. But I found this one and it said, even eggs and cheese don't stick. I thought. Let's
okay,
give her a run.
Let's party.
Let's give her a try. Holy shit.
Let's
Are you
party.
Kidding me? This is what I've been looking for you everywhere, babe.
Wow.
So I bought two of them, brought them home. She works great.
You've accepted that hangovers are a thing. They last longer. 2 days. 2 days, that's kind of silly, but.
Yeah, that shows me inexperience.
Yeah. You look forward to getting into bed like it's a treat.
Oh my God. But I don't know if I remember a time when that wasn't a treat.
That's true. You get mad at people when they call you after 8 p.m. I don't get mad, but I am like, oh, it's late.
No, but also don't call me ever. I get mad when anyone calls me ever. If you're calling me after 8 p.m., oh my God, who died? It's an emergency.
Something is terribly wrong.
S-O-S.
Yeah. If someone calls me at 8 p.m., it's either Annie who will always pick up.
Yeah.
We'll be watching a show. Annie will call whatever time. And Chris like, pick it up. But it's always like, she's got something to say. She's got something to tell me. Something's good. But if it's anybody else. Like,
pick it up.
Put it on speakerphone. That's what he says.
Yeah.
But if it's anybody else, someone's died.
Right.
You say things like, I remember when there used to be a Blockbuster.
Oh, yeah.
Or like old timey stories. Okay, but now we're going to play a Would You Rather version of You Know You're Old When. Would you rather stay out until 2 a.m. or wake up naturally at 6 a.m. feeling refreshed?
Wake up at 6 a.m. feeling refreshed. No question.
Yeah, I don't have any interest in staying out until 2 a.m. anymore.
But that's a fair... Because I'm like, who would ever not choose that? But in college, I don't think I would have chosen that. I'd be like, why am I getting up at 6 a.m. naturally?
No, I would much rather no,
2 a.m.
awake until 2 a.m.
Give me a 2 a.m. Yeah.
Okay.
I wonder when that shifts.
Right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so this one is, would you rather get 8 solid hours of sleep or eat whatever you want without consequences? And I am interpreting that as like eating whatever I want without like getting gassy or without having your gluten thing or without, right?
Or without like getting high cholesterol.
Really icky. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like not a weight thing, you mean, but just like.
Exactly. Because I feel like that's going to be the thing.
The but world like always thinks consequences means weight. But I went there too. I went to the health side of it. Like, no, I did more like long-term effects. Yeah. Like if I had Taco Bell every day or if I ate truly what I wanted all of the time and there was no negative consequences, i.e. like if I eat like crap. And I eat a bunch of candy and I have no energy. I can barely function. My brain fog like that. I don't want those consequences. I'm eating whatever I want. Absolutely.
Me too. Because I also.
I'll be fine on 7 hours of sleep.
Yes. That's the loophole.
Seven. Yeah. I'm fine on 7.
8 sounds lovely. Don't get me wrong. That sounds lovely.
I love an 8 hour night.
I don't remember. I feel like I naturally start waking up after like 7, 7 and a half.
You do? Yeah. So you'd be totally good.
I'd be totally fine. And yeah, load me up with whatever.
Load
me
up. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Would you rather have unlimited energy all day or be able to drink coffee at 5 p.m. with no regrets?
This is tough for me.
This is tough. And let's expand it to not only coffee, but any kind of drink with caffeine, like espresso. Well, I guess espresso martinis are kind of like coffee.
That was the only thing that I was thinking of.
A Spanish coffee, a nice matcha at, you know, later in the day, right?
Okay. So, but the other thing is the question where you need caffeine? That's not the question. The question is not like you need caffeine, so I have to drink something. It's like, I just want to drink this. Without consequences.
Correct. It wouldn't like keep you up.
Okay. And what was the other question?
Would you rather have unlimited energy all day? So like you don't even need this.
I'm going to choose that. And here's why. If I like the times that I want to have caffeine after 5 p.m., I don't even know if that's once a week. Like it's a couple times a month maybe.
Right.
And it is a major bummer on those days.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'll just still take a I'll be like, I'll have this espresso martini and then I'll have a melatonin. But you're telling me I could have endless energy all day, every day?
Yeah.
That I'm going to experience way more than the caffeine thinks. I don't have,
I think that's the correct answer. Would you rather have strong knees or a strong bladder?
Knees.
Really?
Well, I've had a weak bladder my whole life. I don't know about weak, but I've had the smallest, most annoying bladder. I mean, again, I don't know if it's most annoying either. Other people probably have different issues, but it's a very small bladder. I have to pee a lot. It's been very inconvenient.
Mobility, walking.
Knees are life, man.
Yeah. So balance.
Yeah. I'd rather wear a diaper than have shitty knees.
Yeah, no, that's true. Would you rather have a personal chef or someone to fold and put away your laundry forever?
Fold and put away my laundry.
Really? I had to go personal chef.
I mean, a chef would be so nice.
I would go chef in a heartbeat.
But
that would include dishes.
So
if it included dishes, that is such an easy. I think it's easy for me regardless, but like especially if it was like cleanup and all that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, see, the thing is we like we don't even make a home cooked meal once a week.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
Different. It's like for me,
it's laundry.
It still would have someone. The enticement of the chef is that I'm hoping it would be cleaner than because you don't know what oils they're using at restaurant, you know, when we eat out or whatever. So, or like prepackaged stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so I feel like that's the benefit. But I loathe laundry and I don't even do laundry. Dawn does the laundry, but I have to put it away. I hate that so much. Oh my God, I hate it. Yeah. I'd rather do the laundry than put it away.
Yeah. I don't like folding.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about like stationary sitting like that, but like sitting, I just like get uncomfy.
Yeah.
Folding
laundry.
Yeah,
your back starts. That's the thing here. That's how you know you're getting old. I can't fold a load of laundry without my back.
I don't
you're like
it.
You got to stretch out. Oh yeah.
Gosh, at Ellie's swim lesson, there's this, it's this bench that we sit on and then like it leans up against like a window and my thing, I love going to the swim, but my back freaking hurts. I'm like, this is a bad seat.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah. Our backs just can't hang like they used to.
No. Okay. Would you rather go to a concert with free front row seats or have guaranteed easy parking and leave before the encore?
Probably guaranteed easy parking and leave before the encore with, you know, obvious exception.
If it's an amazing concert.
Yeah.
If, I mean, Taylor, we just
it would be Taylor's the only one, I think, because I was just thinking I'm going to Kelsea Ballerini in a couple weeks. Oh, I don't even know if I would want front row to her. Like, that would be cool. It'd be great. But I think I'd rather have good parking.
If it's a sports event.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not close, but close-ish, still a good game. You leave in early?
It depends who's playing and depends, like it's close-ish. I mean, we do try to leave early. It's very rare we stay to the end of something.
Yeah.
We mostly go to baseball games and those are 17 hours long each. So it's very rare we stay the whole time.
They are
only
so
if John,
long.
If it's really close or John like really is invested in the team or something, you know?
They are so long.
They're forever. Ages.
Dang.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do a couple more. Would you rather get an actual handwritten letter in the mail or have a doctor's appointment start on time?
Well, I think probably to say that you're old would be a handwritten letter, right? Because don't, like my grandma still writes letters and I love them. But I don't know if I want them from every, no, I don't, that's pretty cool.
Handwritten letters?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just assume doctor's appointments don't start on time and they're far and few between. So I'll take the letter.
Yeah. The letter. That's special. It's sentimental.
Yeah, man. We have so many of these. Okay. Last one. Would you rather wear cute but painful shoes or comfortable but hideous ones? Comfortable but hideous.
That is a good one of like
age.
How you know you're old.
Dude, this kind of goes into like the returns grievance. I don't want to file a grievance, but whatever. So I bought this pair of shoes from TJ Maxx and I never go to TJ Maxx. I just was there and I popped in and there was someone that I saw. I was like, oh my gosh, cute sweater. Where'd you get it? They're like TJ Maxx. I wanted to go get the same thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I go in and I see these shoes and I'm like, oh, I need these. Like I was doing like a thing where I was going to be in a hotel and I was like, these shoes would go perfect with my outfit. I buy the shoes. They were $50. That's not crazy expensive these days for shoes. It's not nothing. $50 should get you a pair of shoes. They were flats. They were cute.
Mm-hmm.
I wore them from the hotel room, down the elevator, through the lobby, and I walked a block to a restaurant. And they were cutting into my heels.
Oh,
they hurt. I had to go up and change my shoes.
They're flats.
But the cutting into the heel. Like they were like already starting to like cut, right? Mm-mm. Like that deeper blister.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to TJ Maxx and I had a couple other things that I was returning as well. Mm-hmm. But the stickers were off and they could see. I didn't like wipe the sole, right?
Yeah.
So they're like, return this thing, return this thing. And then they look at these like, we can't return these.
Yeah.
And it was just like, I couldn't process that. Like, I was like, I'm sorry, excuse me, you know? Right. And I get where they're coming from. And I told them, I was like, I really don't want to make this a thing, but is there like anybody that I can talk? Like, I hate even saying that, but like, you have to understand.
It is $50 and I wore them for 7 minutes.
I said, the reason I'm returning these isn't because I changed my mind that they're not cute. I still think they're cute. I was like, these cut
They're unwearable. They're unwearable.
These harmed me. These personally harmed me.
They attacked me.
Uh-huh. I'm returning them and filing a grievance.
Right.
Like, these are bad, you know?
And?
Anyway. They were
still didn't get it?
No, they returned it.
Oh, good.
They returned it.
Yes. Yeah, so sometimes they made an exception. Should be squeaked.
But I wasn't squeaking too hard. It just was like, hey, can I just show you what these did to me?
Yeah.
These were real bad. They shouldn't be sold here.
They shouldn't be sold.
To anybody.
Bad. Here's something that's good, good, good.
Good, 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 good.
Good, 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 good. You know, when you're sweating, you think you're going to be stinky. I haven't felt like that in a long time. Do you want to know why?
Why?
Lumi.
Stop.
Okay. So we're looking for deodorants, ones that don't have any of the yucky stuff like parabens and phthalates and, you know, stuff that isn't good for our body to absorb. But also, I want it to smell good. I want it to be effective. That's where Lumi comes in. They've got a whole body deodorant that is safe to use anywhere on your body. Anywhere you need to, because it is pH balanced, which is what makes it safe to use below the waist. But you can put it on, you know, for anywhere you chafe, anything you stink, whatever. It was created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand that normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. So she created this formula, and it is the number one whole body deodorant formula. They've got a couple of options. They've got a solid deodorant stick. They have a sweat control deodorant, which gives you 72-hour odor and sweat control. And then they have a spray deodorant. They've also got a body wash. I'm a big fan of all of them. My favorite scent of theirs is the clean tangerine, but they've got lavender sage, toasted coconut, and they just released vanilla bliss.
Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping. As a special offer for listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack. Use code SIP with us for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code SIP with us at LumiDeodorant.com. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Smell fresher, stay drier, and boost your confidence from head to toe with Lumi.
Okay. I feel like we should land the bird, but we already did a bunch of rants. So do we have more rants?
No, let's just rave. Raveaholics.
Okay.
You know? What are we raving about? One thing I like with the, I mentioned that my Enneagram 7 goes nuts with the sunny weather, but something that also I find with the spring, and maybe it's, I don't know if it's just me or if this is like a normal thing, but a wanting to like eat more salads, like things that are like fresh fruits and vegetables.
Energizing.
Just like sound better to me.
Yeah.
And then also a desire to like purge and like get rid of clutter. And like the spring cleaning thing is very real.
Very real.
But very fun. Like, it's just nice. It does feel like a fresh start spring.
Yeah.
Flowers starting to come up. It's like hopeful and very nice. Yeah.
Yeah. You're coming out of hibernation.
Yes.
You know, shedding your winter layers and just, letting the sun get on your skin again.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I purged my bathroom today. Did I talk about it here or on Patreon?
Well, the 400 products, can't recall.
So I know we mentioned it in cleaning, but I think it was on Patreon we talked about. Anyway, I did a whole bathroom purge, started on a closet purge.
Yeah, because we were talking about cycles over there and you were saying it was like a lead up to finding your femre balance.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. That does feel good. You know, you just get this little itch to do it.
Yes.
So we also talked on Patreon about Mac and I's been going on this adventures recently over to this park that's near us. And it's because he was home from school, but he was fine anyway. And one thing I've been noticing about him, and this is kind of new, when we do fun things, like we go to this adventure, we ride our bikes over there and we go stop at the frog pond. We look at all the frogs and whatever. And then we did this one time. And then he said towards the end, like, well, several times at the end, like, Mom, I'm having so much fun with you, or this is the most fun day ever, or whatever. He'll like acknowledges when he's having fun, which is just the cutest. And then the next day he'll say, Mom, let's go back to the desert and we have to do exactly what we did yesterday because that was so fun. And so then we go it and I'm like, hey, should we go this way? And he's like, nope, we didn't go that way. We're going this way today because that's what we did, you know? And so he just like is acknowledging the funness, but he's also told like, I think it was my friend Lindsay. He was doing something. He was like, I'm having a lot of fun with you. And she told me he said that. And I thought it was so cute. But this expression of like in the moment when you're feeling swoony and you're so happy and you're having fun. And then he also, you know, reciprocates that in a verbal way, which actually did we talk about on Patreon? Wearing my heart on my sleeve. Oh yeah, it was on Patreon.
Yep.
Sorry guys, we're doing a double header. So lots of references over there, but I tell people outwardly and very frequently
and fully
that I love them and fully that I love them and I'm grateful to them and I'm having so much fun. Da, da, da. And it just hit me that I wonder if I've said that and that's where he like learned to do it. Or maybe it's just innate. I don't know.
I love that.
Either way, it's cool and I love it the most.
That's adorable.
Uh-huh. It's very sweet.
Don't you love seeing that part? Because that is you. Don't you love seeing that part of you like reflected back?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. It's That's so cool. cute. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Another rave. I hit this like 2-hour spurt today of this like really good flow state. Don't you love a really good flow state?
Yeah.
It's like a couple things that I'd not
Are
put
you post
off.
Period?
Yeah.
You're in your luteal phase with, the flow phase, and high creativity.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I was feeling that.
Strong. Yeah.
Yes. And there was like a really good like hour and a half, 2 hours, but then there was even like a 45 minute chunk where it was just like extra good. It was like, yes, yes, yes.
Oh,
I am
it
firing.
Feels good. I am in productivity.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Boom, boom, boom.
Boom,
check,
boom.
Check, check. Yeah, you're nailing it. That does feel
nailing
good. And it doesn't happen
Don't you love that?
As often. I feel like it happened to me a lot more in my like, let's say late 20s, early 30s kind of. Yeah. I don't hit that flow as often anymore. When you find it.
It was like post.
It's a high vibe.
It's cycle alignment for sure. And. Mm-hmm. I had iced matcha, so that combo. Oh,
that is a perfect storm.
Sorry, everyone. Game over.
Tell me you're old. Tell me you're old about telling me you're old.
I was cycling out of matcha. Watch out.
Game over, folks, for all of you.
Cycle
and a matcha, fresh off a matcha, it's hitting. Yeah. Well, how old are you, Colleen?
I just told you everything you need to know.
Everything you need to know.
Case
all
closed.
Right, what you guys need to know is you can sip with us always,
and we will see you
next Tuesday. Bye.
What more you can sit with us? How about another round of your favorite podcast? We
sign me up.
Same.
Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to patreon.com. patreon.com/youcansipwithus or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Grow connects you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights and weekends. There are no subscriptions, no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/try now today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/try now. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.